We're wrapping about Philippians chapter 3 here. And Paul starts off with some warnings about the dogs, the mutilators, these people who really don't know how to grasp grace. Okay? They focus more on really lofty things like circumcision. Okay? And they put their confidence in the flesh. And then Paul says, yo, what about me? He's got all these reasons, okay? He gives this little quick resume about being a religious dude, you know, that he can be the same type of person if he wanted to, okay? And in a way that helps his testimony. At the same time, it gives gravity to the situation. He's putting his message and his life, he's living it, okay? The fact that all those things were now lost. They're rubbish. They're garbage, man. They stink. It's a barrel of the bottom. It's the bottom of the barrel, rather. It's the muck, okay? It sucks, all right? This is way better, what I'm about to tell you next, which is the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus Lord, rather than just playing a system of rules and do's and don'ts and wearing robes and telling people what to do, okay? He has the gain here. He's found in him. And he knows what he wants, okay? This is the bonanza. Verse 10, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Paul wants to live in that same power. It's the same power we have in our Christian life that is available to us, okay? In 1 Peter, it talks about how we have everything we need for life and godliness. And it's a big, fat, hairy, honking lie from the devil to think that we don't, that we can't live like Paul. It is a freaking lie. Paul wants to become like Christ even to the death. He'll suffer. He wants to have that resurrection. He wants to be glorified with Christ. He wants to honor God. He knows the reward's waiting for him in heaven. And then he humbly says, after he has these goals and he has these confessions and he gives his testimony, he says, hey, I'm not there yet, okay? But he presses on. I'm sure he had a lot of stress looking over these churches. He didn't have cell phones, and you know, he was shipwrecked and all these other testimonies there in Corinthians, I believe it is, and he does not forget where he's headed. He forgets what is behind, and he strains towards what is ahead, knowing that in the same chapter he says his citizenship is in heaven. I mentioned this before. He knows where he's going, okay? He knows where he's been. He knows where he lives. When you travel in another country, if you ever have done this, and you whip out your passport and wherever, where you're at, you know you're passing through there. You're a citizen of blank country, okay? You don't think you're going to live there. Even if you're there a year on an internship, or you get the picture here. You got to have this experience to see the parallel universe that Paul's talking about. His citizenship is in heaven. Okay, it's like he's got his passport on his heart, and he knows he's passing through, and he's redeeming the time. Ephesians 5:17, he's doing everything he can to mobilize people into what he knows how to follow Christ, okay? And that the mature should take view of these things. And if you think differently, God will make it clear to you. God will wash out the edges of legalism and give you the grace to live the Christian life with others in unity, with joy and hope and self-sacrifice and Christian living. He knows that people out there can distort the truth, take a fundamental truth of Jesus and twist it around, and it really gets under his skin. Makes him cry, makes him angry, makes me angry too. But he eagerly awaits a Savior from heaven, where he's pressing on the same place. He's got this heaven call, okay? He knows that that power that he's living under is the same power that brought Jesus up from the dead. Okay, all the Greek words in Ephesians chapter 3, I think it is. It's the same word, okay, you Greekos. You know this. It's the same power that can be in our lives. It can transform our attitude, our mind, okay, that we would have the mind of Christ and we can live honoring him. Don't believe it for a second that you can't. Don't take the gunk of the devil and all the excuses. Press on. Forget what is behind, okay? Take a spiritual, physical, emotional inventory of your life. Whatever you're hanging on The dysfunction of your parents. Excuse. Okay? Get off of it. Move on. Get a testimony like Paul. Take God's word for what it is. All right? I'm acknowledging your pain, your suffering, whatever you've done. If there's been something that has happened to you with very much pain. Of course, I don't know your story, so don't get offended. But don't hold on to this luggage as your excuse not to walk the Christian walk. There is a balance of knowing your past and how God can use that. Romans 8:28, Genesis 50:20, knowing that God can take anything and change it to his good purpose, which he also talks about in chapter 2. That your testimony, you can be a shining star in the universe, also in chapter 2. Live like Paul with the goal of pressing on, knowing that Christ is transforming your bodies to be like his glorious body.